I'm Frank Vaughn. It's August 29th, 2025. My wife's birthday today, which we're going to be celebrating in the same fashion that we celebrate everything in our life. Because when you love your kids and you love your family, you pretty much have everything you need already. If you're warm and you're safe and the lights come on and the plumbing works and you're surrounded by love, what more can you want? This week's been a little slower in terms of video production than the last 8 months. But it's not like I didn't try to film over the last couple days. I kind of went on a journey down a rabbit hole. I wanted to do something a little bit different. Sometime on Monday, I read the word inflation, and it triggered me. Inflation. Just, I don't know why that word, I don't know why it sticks into my head, but it was just so underwhelming. All this news, all this politics. I thought, you know, what's really important to me? And I thought, I'm going to look at care homes for kids, and I'm going to look into daycares, and I'm going to look into the crimes that come out of those facilities. So I started looking. I had a conversation with a social worker who is very familiar with these issues. I had a conversation previously about somebody who's familiar with issues emanating from the reserve system. But it's not just reserves, it's off reserve too. You don't have to go far. You just have to scratch the surface of the daycare system in this country or in the United States to uncover unspeakable horrors. Now, it's not going to be everybody, and I'm not trying to defame everybody, but one in particular, which I watched, involved an illegal daycare that had dozens of kids in their care. Infants, 2-3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, all the way up to 10-12-year-olds. And this, whatever you want to call it, the regulatory body and some police were doing an investigation. And the daycare workers actually hid the kids from the police in a secret room in the house, like a dungeon where you couldn't find the door. And it was this whole thing. And the thing that got me was that it's not that the daycare is running. It's not that these facilities are running and they're so sketchy. And oftentimes horrible things are happening to the kids that are there. It's that we've built a society where dozens of parents feel obligated to drop their kids off every day at such facilities. I mean, there was when talking about this place with the dozens of kids, there were criminals that couldn't actually get work, not bondable, people that had been charged with abuse with children before, working, taking care of kids, and all these parents were just dropping their kids off there. I can't imagine being in that situation without knowing a thorough background on the people that I'm leaving my kids with. But this rabbit hole has consumed me over the last 3 days to the point where I've lost an enormous amount of sleep, and I'm barely awake sitting here talking to you about it. And I tried to film about it, and I ended up more or less just giving up because it's so bad. But it's not just the daycares and the care homes. It's also the foster care system. And I know people who are, I know this one woman, and she's kind of a hero of mine, but she's sacrificing her entire life, her entire well-being, to save other people's kids who either won't or can't take care of them themselves. And some of the choices that people make, I mean, they get pregnant. It's so much worse than just continuing to, say, smoke cigarettes through a pregnancy, which is bad enough, but to keep using meth and crack and opiates. Their poor children are born into this world with fetal alcohol syndrome or drug addiction in the womb. And then you start to learn about how the government treats such things and what's mandated and what's not mandated and how they used to give the kids that were born addicted to drugs, they used to have drugs to help them get off, and now they won't give them anything, so they just scream and scream and suffer and carry on. And none of them chose the circumstances that they were born into. Now, I'm a big believer that at a certain point in your life, you transition from being a kid to a young adult and then to an adult. And when that time comes, you can overcome your past. And you should, as a fully functional human being, you should seek to overcome your past, and you should seek to improve your life and not let the past define what you are. If you come from a bad background or a background with problems, you can choose to not pass that on to future generations. You can have a family of your own as a conscientious person. I've made blanket statements in the past that we just need more babies and everybody should have kids. But it ignores a huge problem, and that is that a lot of people shouldn't have children. And when I say that, it doesn't mean we stop needing kids, and it doesn't mean that those kids can't grow up and overcome the circumstances that they were born into. But the parent themselves does not deserve the responsibility of having a child. The kinds of abuse and neglect that are so horribly commonplace has really rattled me. But it has brought into focus the fact that I can't blame a child for anything. I can't blame them for the situations that they're born into. I can't ascribe to them blame for the decisions of the adults around them or the society around them. I truly think that babies and children are born innocent, and even if they're made evil or rendered evil by their circumstances, how much responsibility can you place on that child? Now, just to be clear, my focus when it comes to daycares or my focus when it comes to the state of children in many a family had nothing at all to do with Gaza. It had to do very specifically with Canada and the United States. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with all this information just yet. But this is another thing, kind of goes alongside of the subject, which is what's happening in Gaza. And this is why I've seen some people who should know better who talk about the situation in Gaza, and they shrug off the mass casualty event that is affecting the children. They shrug off the Israeli army firing on unarmed people routinely. They just say it doesn't happen, but it's happening all the time, and we can see evidence of that. And whenever I bring up the children, I see this talking point, which is they're indoctrinated in their mosques from an early age to just hate Jews and to kill Israelis. So they're all irredeemably evil. I just have a really hard time with that level of ignorance, that a 3, 4, or 5-year-old can be completely wiped out, maimed, mutilated by a highly advanced technical army, and everybody can just shrug it off because they're all extremists anyway. Every single person in Palestine is an extremist. Even the Christians and priests and nuns who refuse to leave Gaza City, which the West is ignoring. It's not just what's happening to the last remaining Christians, mainly of Orthodox and Catholic backgrounds, that are stuck in Gaza City getting pummeled and killed by the Israelis at the same time. It's also what's happening in Syria to the same groups of Christians under Jelani, who is a puppet. A stopgap puppet in a post-Assad world who will very likely find his utility runs out at some point in the not-too-distant future, and he too is replaced as Israel likely annexes most of Syria. Maybe they occupy Damascus, but it's the Christians in Syria that are suffering the most. Thousands have been killed, lots of property destroyed, people displaced all over the place. And the West is silent, and worse than silent, sending hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Jelani and his regime. I don't know if this is going to be a very productive, thoroughgoing video, but I just can't understand the indifference when it comes to the welfare of children, whether it's the indifference of dropping your kid off at a daycare facility where you don't actually thoroughly know the people who are watching your children, or the indifference to the heap of dead and mutilated children that are piling up in Gaza City. I don't understand how you can be indifferent to that. Children, supposed to be the most precious thing that we ever do with our life. Forget any work that you'll ever do. Forget any money that you'll ever make. Forget any sexual exploit that you might partake in. If you're a meaningful person and a thoughtful person, the most valuable thing you're ever going to do is raise a couple kids. You can't. It's second to none in my experience. I can't even imagine another experience in my life that I would trade off compared to putting my kids to bed at night and waking them up in the morning and just all the time in between those two spaces. It's so precious. But I'm realizing by comparing and contrasting that the life that I'm building for my children and the lives of many of the people that we know who are intelligent individuals who are making good choices for their children stands in stark contrast to the experiences of children all across Canada and more broadly in the world. This thing, and this is the point, this thing that we've created called childhood, it's a relatively new thing. We created it after the Second World War. Before that, children were often little more than labor. By 5-6 years old, they'd be expected to be in the field or work the coal mines or hawking, doing something. But we decided that children, being that you'll never see the world with such an open mind ever again in your life, that childhood was something we valued and we had to create space for that childhood. That they should be free of exploitation, that they should be free of sexual abuse, that they should be free of any other form of abuse that you can imagine, right up to the point where we said, and maybe you can argue this went too far, that you shouldn't ever spank your children. Like, we did all these things, we made all these decisions to improve childhood for kids. I don't think there's anything more precious than that. And we often talk about the indoctrination of children in public schools to this rainbow ideology, which seeks to sexualize them at a very early age. And that's all it is. It's not about educating them about alternative lifestyles and feeling like they're loved to. If you see a rainbow flag anywhere in your public school, you should be going the other way. It's an ideology. It's not about understanding. It's about indoctrination and creating opportunities for people who have malicious intent for your children. It really is. Even those who are well-intentioned and have never done anything wrong don't understand that they're unwitting fools in a foot in a door for people who have nothing but malicious, self-serving intent, disgusting intent towards your children. The whole ideology, the whole rainbow ideology. Speaking of which, the headline is, "I'm tired of being trans. Minneapolis shooter confesses, I wish I never brainwashed myself." This is a 23-year-old that, once again, we find children being targeted by the demons that dress themselves up in the rainbow. That's not all of them. There's just a lot of them. We can't even argue the point anymore. This trans ideation, this movement, keeps kicking out mass shooters and violent people who are unhinged because they're living in a state of unreality. They're living a lie. If you're born a boy, you're a boy. If you're born a girl, you're a girl. You can't change that. It's not a choice that you get to make. Just isn't. You can identify, you can do anything you want, but you can't change what you're born. And this picture, I don't know if you can make it out on screen. Let me see if I can zoom that in just a little bit. It's the shooter with the gun on her back and the sidearm. I don't know what it was. I don't care. looking in a mirror and seeing a demon staring back. And the funny thing, it's not funny, it's horrifying actually, about this four-horned demon is I've seen drag show pictures where their parents, terrible, irresponsible, short-sighted parents, take their kids to a drag show. And I've seen the queens dressed up with the same four-horned demon image. I don't know what that's all about. I haven't had a chance to look into it yet. But once again, Christians and children. I don't know what's gone on. I don't know what's gone wrong in the world. The people who went and fought in the Second World War, who committed a mass casualty event, who did unspeakable things. It's not just the Germans who did unspeakable things. The Russians did too. And so did the Allies. We weren't very kind to the German people, who themselves were caught up in a nightmare that they couldn't get out from underneath of, though some did try. We were not kind. There was a lot of summary execution. There was a lot of raping and pillaging that went on at Allied hands. We did the firebombing of Dresden. We firebombed many German cities. And again, you know, you come up against the fact that there's all these children being indiscriminately killed. And I have a problem with that. There's something deep and dark about all of that. But those people who went there and did those things, liberated Europe, they came back after doing those unspeakable things and seeing things with their eyes, trainloads of corpses that came out of those concentration camps, which people now deny that even happened, even though there's such a body of evidence of exactly what the Germans were up to. There's people who are like, nuh-uh, didn't happen. They came back from those horrible, unspeakable things, and they made the decision that they didn't want to create a politically correct society. They came back and they fell into their typical gender roles and decided that childhood was a thing that should be created and fostered. The childhood innocence was something to be protected through a legal regime. And we're in 2025, and we've lost track of a lot of that. And so while there's other political things that I aimed to talk about when I set out to make this video today, I think I'm going to leave them for tomorrow. But I want to alter one of my core messages. I've often told people the world needs more babies, and it surely does. But I don't think they're meant for some people. Once you create a child that's in the world, you know, you got to look after that. I think that if you're a responsible person watching this, if you're a young person watching this, because there are some of you out there, if you're a responsible person, you're in a lasting relationship with a good person that you love and you trust, you shouldn't hesitate. You shouldn't hesitate. I did. I've only got two kids. I should have a whole herd of them because I'm the kind of parent that should have kids. My wife is the kind of woman who should be a mother. We should have a brood. I wish I had realized that 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Wish I had a sense for, and I'm not trying to talk myself up here. I'm not perfect. But there's a whole host of evil I am incapable of, for moral reasons that transcend anything I do. I'm just not a bad person. And I think if there's good people out there who are hesitant about having children, the world needs you to have children more than it needs anything else.